Would you turn in your Bible with me to Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6? Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. I want to read this passage of scripture from two versions, from the New King James and then from the Message Bible. The New King James says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" This is the word of God. This same passage taken from the Message Bible reads this way. Don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Be relaxed with what you have. Since God assured us, I'll never let you down, never walk off and leave you, we can quote boldly, God is there ready to help. I'm fearless no matter what, who or what can get to me. This is the word of God. I want to spend a few minutes tonight with the theme, living through the new year. Tonight, I want to lift these two verses that are found here in Hebrews 13 to encourage us and to give us instructions as we move from 2021 into the new year. We find in this passage words given to people who are about to start a new journey. They are words of instruction and encouragement, and they are designed to help us to develop character to navigate new territory. And it helps us to live prosperously along the way. The reason this pericope has relevance for you and I is because we are on the cusp of a new year. So it's a time to reboot. We have come to a place now where we can take a deep breath and prepare to begin again. We've come through a year that has been difficult. Amen. It has been troubling in a lot of ways. And at some points, for some of us, it has been threatening. Our health has been threatened. Our livelihoods have been threatened with loss of jobs and businesses. Our family life has been threatened. And with the new variants of the COVID virus, with rising inflation, increased societal tensions, political and economic uncertainty, we just don't know what to expect. As we enter the new year, we have to come to grips with the fact that we are entering uncharted territory. We are moving into the unknown. And for some of us, it may be a cause for fear and anxiety. Sometimes the spirit of fear overcomes us, but we have in Christ Jesus the power to overcome the spirit of fear. For we are reminded by this text to live courageously and to trust God completely. Listen to what the writer of Hebrews says to us tonight as we move into the unknown, into 2022. You must live a life that's characterized by these three things that are found in the text. Number one, a life of contentment. Number two, a life of confidence. And number three, a life of courage. Listen to the text again. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. He himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can men do to me? The first point, be content with what you have. The Message Bible. Don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Relax with what you have. I like that. Contentment can be described as the ability to trust God for all that you need and be satisfied with all that you have while you wait for God to move on your behalf. There are times when you can have all that you need and not be satisfied with all that you have. I have a sign in my room that says this: don't let the things you want make you forget about the things you need or the things you have. Did you get that? I'll say it again. Don't let the things you want make you forget about the things you have. Be content with what you have as you move into the new year. Relax with what you have. Contentment is a learned behavior. The Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4 wrote these words: I have learned to be content with whatever I have. Contentment is the absence of anxiety. Anxiety is fueled by want. Contentment, my brothers and sisters, is not the same as complacency. Don't get me wrong. Contentment is wisely accepting the reality of situations you cannot change without complaint or resentment. Complacency is smugly refusing to accept responsibility for things over which you have some control. Contentment does what it can and then waits on the Lord. Complacency is lazy and careless. We are not to be complacent. We're to be content with what we have while we wait for God to move. The Bible says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. We can learn a lesson from a caterpillar. A caterpillar uses its energy to crawl up into a tree. It wraps itself in a cocoon and is content with that condition until his change comes. In wrapping itself, it has done its part. Now what's left is trusting God that at the right time, it will begin to wiggle and unwrap itself. And it is the struggle, through the struggle, that the wings are made strong so that it can break free and fly. Contentment is the ability to trust God for all that you need and be satisfied with all that you have while you wait for God to move. I am moving into the new year with a prayerful plan for my own life. It's a plan that God has approved. It's a good plan. It's an ambitious plan. And while I work and wait for it to unfold, I will be content because I know that Christ's power, purpose, and provision is sufficient in every circumstance. Amen. The Bible says, and my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So as we move into the new year, don't worry. Be content. The second thing we see in the text is that we should live with the confidence that God will keep his promise. It says, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. This phrase is an emphatic appositive. It is an absolute construction. It's used to intensify the noun he. In other words, God has made a promise to God's self that he would never leave you or forsake you. So in every situation, under every circumstance, be confident in knowing that God is with you. You are never alone. If you find yourself in a difficult situation, know that God is literally in it with you. You may find yourself in unfamiliar territory. Still, God is with you. You may run out of friends and out of family support. Yet, God is with you. He's with you in trouble. He's with you in debt, in the hospital. He's with you in the boardroom, in the locker room, in the operating room. He's with you in the classroom. He has promised never to leave you, never to leave you alone. So whatever you are, wherever you live, live with confidence, knowing that He Himself has said to you who believe in Him, I will never leave you or forsake you. Amen. Now, we all have moments of failures. We are sometimes disobedient. We make poor decisions. It comes with being human. Anyone who says that they have no sin is calling God a liar. We have sinned and we will sin. But the point is that God has promised that He will never forsake you. He will never abandon you. He will never give up on you. He will never cast you aside or reject you or refuse to see you. He will never disown you. Be content and live with confidence that God will keep His word, that He will never leave you or forsake you. And then finally, live courageously. This means live with compassion, live with integrity and strength and humility, and trust that God has a plan that He's working to unfold through you. If God is for you, He's more than the world against you. Amen. Step out on faith. Speak to your situations in the name of Jesus. Live like a child of the King. Live like God has made a promise to you that He will keep. Live every day to the best of your ability. Don't worry about past failures. Learn from them and keep it moving. Don't be held captive by the spirit of fear. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Live in the moment because that's all we really have. Don't worry about tomorrow. Our own Deacon Doman used to say, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and so all we really have is right now, and he's right. Live every day in the right now. Don't worry about the next moment. Don't fret about yesterday. Live in the moment. No doubt there will be both human and spiritual forces at war against us, but because God has promised to be with us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We will face opposition. The Bible warns us of that. But these verses give us hope. Not that we will always prevail, but that God is with us in our present circumstances, and our eternal destiny is secured by the promise of God. God has promised Himself. We may have to suffer, but we will not be destroyed. We may get knocked down, but we'll get up in the name of Jesus. We may get thrown down, but we will not break. We may be surrounded and battered by trouble, but we will not become demoralized. The harder we fall, the higher we bounce. No matter how bad things seem, we must remember that He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And because that's so, we can say boldly, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? And so come with me. Let's keep moving on. Move onward, move upward in the name of Jesus. Be content. Amen. Be courageous, amen. Claim your victory in His name. And whatever you do, keep moving through 2022. The story is told of men years ago on an old leaky ship that was caught in the middle of a rough sea. They were all fearful for their lives. They didn't know whether they would sink or not. And one of the crew went to see the captain and asked, Captain, are we safe? The captain said, let me put it like this. The boilers on this ship are weak, and may explode at any moment. He said, the ship is old and is taken on water. So to be honest, the captain said, the ship might explode or the ship might sink. We may go up in flames or we may go down beneath the sea. But at any rate, we're moving on. And that's the way we need to face the year 2022. Whatever happens, come what may, we're moving on. Whatever the situation, we're moving through. Is there anybody with me tonight who is going to move through in the strong name of Jesus? We can keep moving on, content, confident, and courageously. The hymn writer said it like this: I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. And all the people said, amen.